Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the second day of Lightning Talks. So do you know how this works by now? Okay, so we have 10 speakers and they all have 5 minutes to talk. And in fact, yesterday they were all pretty much like 4 minutes. So guys, you have loads of time, don't worry about it. What happens after 4 minutes is I have a little bell and I ring it. It's quiet, but the speaker gets the idea he has to speed up. And then after 5 minutes, I have a gong. And after the gong, you should clap. But I guess you know that already. Excellent. Shall we start? The first speaker.
Hi, I'm Cello Geek and Vincent Bachelier, actually, so it's my nickname. I've write Moix option to replace actually Moix GitHub or any GitHub extension. I was sick of this module because it automatically attach an option, a command line option to any as I use in my module. So we often has a lot of roles and we have to declare each time this is not a command line option. So with Moix option, I have solved this by using a keywords. So I have a special option to declare my command line. So I will show you what we can do with this. Oops. Okay. So here, basic usage we can do with Moix option. So I don't know if you see. So in your in a Moo object, for example, you can use the keyword option and declare verbose like a read-only attribute with the short option V. And it's a repeatable option, so you can push many V like the example above. So when you push one V, the V equal one and two and three, etc. I can show you just this code. Voilà, so I have a Moo package with Moix option, my option. So I just have my option from the terminal, which is I use new with option to get this. And if I have no verbose, so I can have a text. With one verbose, I can have another text, two and three, etc. So you can catch it really easily. So another example, it's to fetch a list of values. For example, I have an IDs. So I say it's a list of integer with a format. You use GitHub long descriptive. So we have exactly the same option. And I have a magic in Moix option, which is auto split. So we can do something like that. For example, I have IDs 1, so the value of my attribute is an array with 1. I can push two options, IDs 1 and 2. So I have 1 and 2. And also, I can push 1, 2, and 3, comma, 4. So it auto-splits on comma, and we have an array with a lot of, with 1, 2, 3, 4. Voilà. So a lot of people use pass-through, so we can also do it with Moix option. For example, I have had a keyword in import, which is flavor. So we pass through, which is relate to get up long descriptive. And we don't protect argv, which is a default. So we can get the results after the code. For example, I have an option output, and I call it like that, my demo. So in output, we have my.zip and nothing left in argv. If I put my.zip with ABCD, we have ABCD in argv, so we can do anything you want with that. Okay, speed up. We can also use it with a role, so you can declare your option simply in a role of moo or moose, it works also in moose, and use it simply in a package, so you can push any option you want in any role you want and use it like that. So it works, and I have had a skip option. So if you have a roles with option and you don't want to have an option like verbose, it's like music getup with a trait no getup. So you can skip an option. It will work exactly as the as keyword. So here we see the V option is not an option, so it appears in argv with a pass through. Voilà. I want to thanks. Okay.